24 March 2019, Luke 13:1-9. It was just about this time that some people arrived and told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with that of their sacrifices. And this he said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than any others, that this should have happened to them? They were not, I tell you. No. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. All those 18 of whom the tower of Siloam fell, killing them all, do you suppose that they were more guilty than all the other people living in Jerusalem? They were not, I tell you. No. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." He told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. He said to his vine dressers, "For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and finding none. Cut it down. Why should it be taken up to the ground?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it one more year and give me time to dig round it and to manure it. It may be a fruit next year. If not, then you can cut it down." The Holy Scripture is calling us always for a real conversion and is not hiding the consequences, what will happen if we do not follow the call of the Lord. Today we have like a tendency that we do not realize the consequence if we fail in our conversion. Or we make it so weak, this call, that it will not wake us up. Of course it's right to bring the gospel to the world. It's not the first place that man should have fear because of the consequences. No. It is the answer of human being to the love of God, and this should be all carried by real love. This is the main point. But not to say the people what will happen if they don't repent. It's not what was done in the Old Testament nor in the New Testament. God is never letting us unclear what will happen if we don't listen, if we don't follow the truth. And very clear speaks about all the destructive consequences of the sin. And if we realize this dimension, we can understand much better what God was doing for us. We can much better understand the love of the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. The Lord wants to see the fruits in our life. They should work within the kingdom of God. Each prayer, each good deed, all what we do to overcome our weaknesses because of the kingdom of heaven, all what we carry and suffering, all the fruits of spirit, they let grow the love and let come the light to us. And Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." What kind of possibility we have each day to live this life in the light of God? And to help that other people will find the way and not be lost in a life without sense. We should not be deceived, even if people are not living in a bad way. But if they do not know who God is, always something is missing. And of course, in a life of sins, there is a power of destruction which is working. And those people really love God and our neighbors, they will suffer that so many people do not know the Lord. And especially you will suffer if you know that people already knew the Lord and left their way. But we can look to the words of today, and then we learn that God will have always patience with us. He will give us a possibility to convert. If it would be not like this, the world will be already at the end and destroyed totally, because the sin will be like a cancer penetrating the whole organism. So we have to integrate very clear the patience of God in all what we try for our conversion. Even we have to have patience with ourselves, and especially patience with other people, that our predication is not too sharp. Without doing anything away from, to be clear about the consequences, if we do not convert, all our predication, all our sharing the faith should be touched by the light of God. The warning Jesus gives us today is not just to threaten people that they will have fear. No, it's a warning not to close before the truth and to bring his life in danger. It is a sorrow of God, the loving sorrow of God for human beings who do not see the consequences of what they're doing if they're doing wrong, and that they got blind and will go away from the way of truth and real fortune. And they collect a lot of sins. Therefore, the Lord says a very clear message. Sometimes we also have to say it before a child when he does not understand, but he is in danger. So we have also to mention the consequences and to give warning to people. But this should be the same basic like God is doing, the basic of love. And it's the same love of God who is always around us with a lot of tenderness. So we are called to bring other people the way for conversion. And sometimes it might be necessary to speak it very clear. But, as I said, it should have the basic of love. The same love God is searching us and to keep us away from bad ways.
Today's song is the so-called Trisagion of the Eastern Church in Old Slavonic language, and it means Holy God, Holy Strong, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us.
Святый, бессмертный.